Hello, everybody. I am Bill Buckmaster. Welcome to the Buckmaster Show for this Thursday, February 21st, 2013. And the Accenture Golf Tournament, delayed yesterday because of snow, is now scheduled to start after they clear off all the snow from the fairways at 12:30 this afternoon. So if you want to go out there and check out some of the top-notch golf, you can do it this afternoon. We are live each weekday, noon to one, on the home of the Buckmaster Show, AM 1030 KVOI, Tucson's intelligent voice. We're streaming our show live on my website, buckmastershow.com, and at kvoi.com. And approximately an hour after the conclusion of the program, we post the program to three different websites, so you're able to hear the program anytime, anywhere, on my website, buckmastershow.com, tucsonsentinel.com, and tucsoncitizen.com. All have the Buckmaster Show prominently displayed on their homepage. Also, we have links on the homepage now to the Green Valley News and Sahuarita Sun, their websites, gvnews.com, and the homepage for Blog for Arizona, blogforarizona.com. We'll begin this edition of the Buckmaster Show with a conversation with Colonel Martha McSally, former congressional candidate in CD2. 30 minutes past the hour, our CEO interview series presented by Trio spotlights Kathy Byrne. Kathy heads up the El Rio healthcare system. Then we'll close out the show with Betty Stoffer. She is the head of Literacy Connects. We'll talk about how to make Tucson a more literate community. If you have a question or comment for Martha McSally, the Buckmaster Show live line is now declared officially open, 790-2040 for Martha McSally. And Martha joins me now. Martha, retired Air Force colonel, the first American woman to fly in combat since the 1991 lifting of the prohibition of women in combat. Colonel McSally flew A-10 aircraft over Iraq and Kuwait in support of Operation Southern Watch. She's also the first woman to command a U.S. Air Force fighter squadron, the 354th Fighter Squadron, based at Davis Mountain Air Force Base. In 2001, she successfully sued the Pentagon over requiring that she wear traditional black Muslim cloaks,
with
garb yeah. Cloaks off base in Saudi Arabia. Prior to her run last year for Congress as a Republican in Arizona's District 2, where she was narrowly defeated by Democrat Ron Barber, McSally was a professor of national security studies at George C. Marshall Center in Germany. How's that for kind of boiling down your resume into about a one-minute
That's impressive,
package?
Bill. I appreciate it. I also flew in Afghanistan, too. So
Afghanistan as well. Yeah, and, you know, you came so close to becoming CD2's congresswoman. What was it, a couple thousand votes?
Yeah, 0.84% like came down to 2,454 votes. I went to bed election night 1,300 votes ahead. And over the 11 days after that, with the extended counting of provisional and early ballots that were dropped off at the polls and arrived late, it slipped away.
So how do you pick yourself up off the mat after something like that?
Well, I'll tell you, I'm so proud of what we did. You got to put it all in context. We had a 147-day campaign after the special election was over, and we were, you know, back in the race. And that was following a 68-day primary for the special election, where I literally started from a cold start. So, you know, there was
your name recognition
was zero.
Yeah.
Well, one. Okay, my neighbors.
Well, yeah.
My pastor. A couple of people.
I mean, there were a lot of people that, well.
Well, no. I mean, I had been, you know,
involved
in the
community.
You've been
out there. You were on
exactly.
60 Minutes
yeah.
and on that, on the Muslim
yep.
garb
I mean, a
thing.
Lot of people remembered that person who sued the Secretary of Defense, and
they
remembered
remember the
some
name.
Local media, but they didn't remember the name. So I started with less than 1% name ID. In 68 days in the special election, we won 25% of the vote and won the voting on election day that first time around. Second time around, 147-day sprint against an incumbent in a not favorable year for me running as a Republican. And I'm really proud of what we did. We raised $1.2 million. and we almost beat an incumbent. And that was with the district changing by 6% as well. So I didn't feel like I needed to pick myself up then, Matt. I could look myself in the mirror. I was going to say the next morning after Election Day, but in this case, it was 11 days later.
Less than two weeks later.
You always want to debrief and identify lessons learned and things you could have done better. But I am so proud of what we did, and I'm proud of how we carried ourselves. I mean, I kept my core values. I set core values for my campaign at the very beginning, things like integrity and excellence and warrior-mindedness. And, you know, we weren't going to do whatever it took to win. And we almost pulled it off. So I feel good.
Let's go now to the Buckmaster Show live line. Terry is with us for Martha McSally. Go ahead, Terry.
Yes. How are you, Martha?
I'm great, Terry. How are you?
And Bill, I'm glad you took the calls. You guys are excellent.
Thank you.
Martha, first I want to thank you for your excellent service in the United States Air Force. I say Air Force, thank you.
My honor.
Also, I want to thank the excellent service of Mark Kelly, the astronaut. Both of you are professionals. You're serious for the love of this country, and you just want to go on from there. Look, you're the real deal, my friend. And I want to say this, Martha. You did very well with independent voters and some Democrats.
Yep.
You worked super hard. You went out of your normal zone, Republican zone, and actually out of the comfort zone, and actually did something for once in Arizona history. That's going for other districts. Really worked hard to prove yourself that you're able to be attractive to Democrats, independent, which I am, Martha,
great,
independent,
yeah,
and clear-thinking voters. And I hope to see you continue on. And one more thing, Bill, I want to wish you luck and go down to the Republican headquarters and square it up because they need help.
Okay.
You can really attribute to all of us.
Thank
independent
you.
Voters to give the Republicans another chance. Thank you, Martha. God bless America.
Thank you very much, Terry. And, of course, Terry sets up this next question very, very well. Martha McSally, 2014 with a question mark.
Well, people who know my story, and I just want to say thanks to Terry for that feedback because we really did try to make sure everybody understood that I am an independent thinker. I'm a leader. I'm trying to do the right thing. I was just running because I was stepping up to serve, to fix things that are broken and represent this district, which includes everybody in the district. And so I really made an effort to get out across the spectrum, and I appreciate that. For those who do know my story, my dad died when I was 12, and I do literally look at it like, hey, this could be the last 2 years of my life, and I want to make a difference with it now. And so I'm moving out to continue to make sure I'm making a difference in this next season. And I'm open to serving in public office, and I'm open, considering that. But I haven't made any decisions yet. That is certainly one way to serve. There are many other ways to serve and make a difference. And so I'm not posturing, if that makes sense. I don't feel like I have to run out of ego or vengeance.
Keeping your options.
I'm keeping options open. And I'm available to serve. I still have a fire in my belly. I can't put it out. And so I'm, looking forward to seeing what comes next.
Colonel Martha McSally is with us on the Buckmaster Show. We go to Joe Dreyfus, the host of The Visit on Sunday, 5 to 6 here on KVOI. Go ahead, Joe. Welcome to the program.
Wow, Bill. How are you, sir?
Very good. Thank you very much.
I have to add to Martha's accomplishments. Hands down, going away, my favorite pilgrim.
Joe,
absolutely.
You always say
and
that.
And the thing I adore most about Martha McSally is if you ask her a question and she does not know the subject matter, she will tell you, I do not know about this, but I'll find out. And when she does, she generally finds out more than you think you know. And I adore that.
Thanks, Joe.
Thank you, Joe. And I know I need to call into your show, too, so we got to talk afterwards.
Thanks,
Joe.
All
right, Joe. My friend. Bless you. What a great show, Bill.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Joe.
Joe Dreyfus, host of The Visit here on KVOI on Sunday from 5 to 6. You know, I want to talk a little bit about women in combat. As I said in the introduction, you were the first American woman to fly in combat since the 1991 lifting of the prohibition of women in combat. Well, what's this recent lifting of a prohibition.
Yeah,
can you kind of give us the bottom line?
Yeah,
to that?
The bottom line is that it was against the law for women to fly combat aircraft and be on combat ships, but it was never against the law for women to be in or associated with ground combat. So when they lifted the restrictions on combat aircraft and ships, we still had a policy, a Pentagon policy. 1994 is the last time it was seriously written and looked at, that prohibited women from being assigned to any units at the battalion level or below that were ground combat units, or any units that co-locate with those units. So what that means is 250,000 positions in the military were still closed to women, not just infantry and SEALs, which everybody gets hung up about, but a medic in an infantry battalion, a logistician in a tank battalion, a tank mechanic, a forward air controller on the ground. We're talking a great number of them were support positions, not actually the combat positions, but ones that were associated. And it was based on an old thinking of kind of where the front line is, and we're trying to keep women, not on the front line. And obviously we've got experiences now that there's a 360-degree battlefield. And what the military has been doing is jerry-rigging to get around their own policy, where they don't assign women to these combat units, but they attach them to the combat units in, when they actually get to combat. So this change is actually just updating with the reality of what's going on in the battlefield. Women have proven themselves.
Yeah, you had a nice piece in the op-ed piece in the Arizona Republic a Sunday or two ago, talking about the reality of the fact that women really have been in combat for a long time.
Exactly.
So, I mean, this is kind of just updating, as you say, the reality.
Exactly.
We're going to continue with Martha McSally coming up now on 12:16 on the Buckmaster Show. I have an announcement for you. If you travel through the intersection of Valencia and Kolb, the Regional Transportation Authority is inviting you to learn about a proposed improvement, actually improvements, to the Valencia-Kolb intersection Wednesday evening. That's the upcoming Wednesday, 5 to 7. The team, the project team, includes design engineers, Pima County planners, and Main Street business assistant representatives will be available to answer your questions. The open house will be at the Pima Air and Space Museum. That's Wednesday evening of next week, 5 to 7. For more information, go to rtamobility.com or call 770-9410.
Hi, this is Ken Flower of Arizona Party Rental. It's time once again for the Tucson Festival of Books.
Hi, this is Bill Viner with the Tucson Festival of Books. This literary extravaganza is unlike any other. It is 10 acres of books, authors, exhibitors, food, fun, and entertainment, and it's all free. Arizona Party Rental is a great partner for the Tucson Festival of Books.
Hey, thanks a lot, Bill. We'll see you at the Tucson Festival of Books on the U of A campus, March 9th through the 10th.
Hi, this is Al Zaragoza, the voice of Culligan Water in Southern Arizona. Even the highest efficiency washing machine won't make your laundry soft and bright if you have hard water. It's the same for your dishwasher with spotted glasses. So why not call the Culligan man? Culligan now has a high-efficiency water softener that virtually eliminates hard water problems throughout your entire home. Your laundry is brighter and softer, glasses and shower doors are spot-free, and soaps and detergents last longer. Plus, it saves you up to 46% in water, salt, and energy. So if you're looking for ways to end hard water problems and save money around the house, a Culligan high-efficiency water softener works wonders. In fact, it makes all of your high-efficiency appliances work better and last longer. Thanks to Culligan, 100% satisfaction guarantee, your future, your home, and your laundry are guaranteed to be brighter. Call Culligan Water at 792-9700. 792-9700. Culligan. Better water, pure and simple.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here. The nonprofit Tucson Animal Rescue Organization, Tucson Wildlife Center, is in the midst of a capital campaign to build Arizona's first state-of-the-art hospital for wildlife. The facility will help staff and volunteers care for nearly 1,000 raptors and mammals it receives each year at its Far East Side facility. To donate online, go to TucsonWildlife.com. For more information about wildlife rescue, visit the website or call 290-WILD.
Inside Pyramid Federal Credit Union, customer service is what we do. Outside, community service is who we are. Inside, we help generations achieve their financial goals. Outside, we help those in need. We reach out to our members. We reach out to our community. Because Pyramid Federal Credit Union is passionate about one thing, people. Pyramid Federal Credit Union, improve your financial life.
The RTA, delivering our promise to you, completing more than 500 projects and creating more than 2,500 jobs since its inception in 2006. Projects underway include the modern streetcar in downtown Tucson and Grant Road at Oracle. Please watch for workers and obey all traffic signs. Your tax dollars create jobs and make travel in our region faster and safer. The RTA, delivering our promise to you.
Karen, could you run to the supply closet for some trophy polish, please?
Do we have trophy polish?
Well, we better find out. See, I just called Cox Business to give our company faster internet and great phone service.
Oh, good.
They've got a J.D. Power and Associates Award, Karen, and they're going to be here any minute.
So you think they bring the award with them wherever they go?
Put it this way. If you were ranked highest in customer satisfaction, wouldn't you?
Maybe.
I just want to be prepared, Karen. I just want to be prepared.
Shine up your business with Cox Business. Ranked highest in customer satisfaction among data service providers for small and mid-sized businesses. Power your office in Phoenix with Cox Business and take advantage of our special offer. Bundle Cox Business internet and phone for only $95 per month. Switch to Cox Business today. It just makes sense. Visit coxbusiness.com for offer details. Offer valid until April 1st, 2013. Prices exclude taxes and other fees and may be subject to minimum service requirements. Other restrictions apply. For J.D. Power and Associates award information, go to jdpower.com.
Twelve 21 on the Buckmaster Show. The Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson wants to remind all pet owners that February is National Pet Dental Health Month. If you are concerned about your pet's bad breath or dental health, please come and see their board-certified dentist at 4909 North La Cañada Drive in Tucson, 795-9955, or visit them on the web at vscot.com. Martha McSally chuckling as she is a pet owner.
Yes, I am.
Proud owner of Penelope. Does Penelope have that doggy breath that perhaps needs to be addressed?
Her breath's okay right now, but I do get her teeth laser cleaned every
It's really important.
It is, actually, because it can impact other infections they can get and other parts of their overall health.
So check it out, Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson. 1222, we are with Colonel Martha McSally. We're talking about a variety of issues, and I want to bring up the sequestration. A lot of people nervous. The Pentagon already saying they're going to be laying off a lot of people. This really affects our defense industry. And I, for one, think it is ridiculous that Congress cannot get this thing together and avoid this sequestration.
I totally agree. It's Congress and the executive branch, and this is self-created. Obviously, we need to get our spending problem under control, and this brinksmanship is now really impacting the defense of our nation. So for those who are out there in the defense industry, in the military, you know, because you're at the end of the whip, and the uncertainty is jerking people around and jerking the future defense of our nation around. So defense companies are laying people off. They're canceling programs and projects because they just don't know. They're trying to hedge the future. The Secretary of Defense yesterday sent a note out to expect civilians to be furloughed 1 day a week, not paid. And let me tell you guys, I used to run all of our operations in the whole continent of Africa, as an example. All of our contingency planning, counter-piracy, counter-terrorism, all that kind of stuff. Half of my people were civilians.
Uh-huh.
We're not talking about just bureaucrats somewhere pushing paperwork. We're talking about people that are out there doing operationally important stuff alongside our military members. And they're saying now they're going to be furloughed or one day a week they can't come in and be planning, you know, counterterrorism missions in Africa. This is a really big deal. That's just one example of the impact that we're having because of the buffoonery that's going on in Washington, D.C., of individuals just not doing the right thing for the country and for our defense.
And if you think the long lines at some of these airports with the TSA, you know, the people checking your bags and everything, they're going to be furloughed too, it looks like.
Mm-hmm.
Can you imagine they were predicting that some of these lines at some of the airports are going to stretch 3 and 4 hours long if this thing happens?
It's self-imposed.
What are we doing with this Congress? One side blaming the other. Oh, it's Obama's fault. Oh, and then Obama says it's the Republicans' fault. Come on, guys. Get it together for the good of this country.
Amen. Sit down and actually govern. Show leadership. We realize we have a $16 trillion debt. We realize that we have to get the economy going again because we can't tax our way out of this situation or cut our way out of this situation. It has to be also growth that brings in more revenue in addition to just addressing some of these long-standing issues that we knew were coming. This is the single biggest preventable catastrophe in our country. And actually sit down and govern. That's what you're being paid, $174,000 a year to do.
And they're worried about their next election.
Solve the problems of the nation. Because now our defense is at stake. This is very serious business.
790-2040, 790-2040. If you have a question or comment for Colonel Martha McSally, we would be delighted to take that. What about drones in the military? They've become, it's part of doing business in Afghanistan and Iraq. Now they're talking about these unmanned aerial aircraft gathering evidence here on the home front.
Well, let's talk. Do you want to talk about overseas or the home front?
Talk about overseas.
Well, overseas, there's been a lot in the news lately and a lot of criticism going to the Obama administration. And let me say again, I worked with this issue running counterterrorism operations in Africa. And I would separate it into three separate pots here. The first is it legal? Okay. Is it legal by our domestic law and international law? And I will tell you, hands down, my perspective is yes, it is. Domestic law is authorization of use of military force, which is the law passed after 9/11. Anyone associated with al-Qaeda is a legitimate target and military force can be used against them.
Mm-hmm.
And in the history of our country, if an American decides to join with the enemy, that doesn't protect him from being, engaged in armed conflict, which al-Qaeda has declared against us. Also, the law of armed conflict in international law, it is totally legitimate. The second question is it a good policy to be using these drones? And let me go back to the first one for a second. I think the Obama administration has really failed to be transparent about their making their case as to why it's legal. And then when that memo was leaked, it wasn't as clear as I've seen it written by even other law experts. So they really have failed on that front of making that case. I mean, you got law professors at Cornell that make a better case than they did in that memo. The second one is a good policy to be targeting these terrorists. And that's a decision that needs to be made, obviously, up the chain of command. From my perspective, being involved in these operations in the past, even with the concerns we have in the intelligence community, I'll tell you, there's a pretty extensive process that we go through to substantiate whether an individual has personally been involved in planning and execution of terrorist attacks and potential future attacks. Then the last question is, okay, if you're going to target somebody, it's legal, then how are you going to do it? And so I've been on TV shows where somebody said, oh, we should just send in the SEALs to arrest them. Let me just tell you guys, a unmanned aerial, the word drone is actually, I think, a misnomer. It is a remotely piloted vehicle that takes dozens of people to actually execute. And what it allows you to do is have real-time intelligence overhead waiting for the final piece of intelligence to come into place. And a weapon with very low collateral damage and zero risk to American lives if you're going to target them. You can't just send an entire unit of SEALs to sit on a ship somewhere waiting for that intelligence to pop. Sometimes that could be weeks, sometimes that could be months for that final piece to come together. And then you're talking about risking American lives in a capture mission or a kill mission. So it is very complicated. And as a fighter pilot, I can tell you, when it comes to these types of operations, if you assume it's legal and you've decided it's good policy, when it comes to the targeting choice, it is the least costly. It is the lowest collateral damage, and it gives you the best intelligence. Even if we were shooting a TLAM missile, you've still got 30 minutes in flight that somebody could move, whereas with a Hellfire overhead with a remotely piloted vehicle, you're right there and able to shoot almost immediately. So it's a smart move once you've gotten through those first two modes.
Gonna have to wrap it up. Don't really have time to get into the drones for
that's
all right, but that's gonna be a big issue.
Yeah, but there are privacy concerns I think that are legitimate, and we do need to make sure we get the law straight on that.
Colonel Martha McSally, thank you very much. Do you have a website that you want to send
people to? Sure, MarthaMcSally.com is now transitioned to kind of my civilian non-candidate life. We didn't get to talk about it, but I'm doing professional speaking these days, and I'm actually going to be writing a book this year. So,
great.
But if you want to check in MarthaMcSally.com, you can sign up on my distro list, get me on Facebook, and keep up to date with what we're doing.
All right. Good to see you, Martha.
Great. Good to see you too, Bill. Thanks.
Coming up now on 12:30 on the Buckmaster Show. Our CEO interview series presented by Trio is coming up next. Stay with us. With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. A couple of fatal accidents have been linked to the big winter storm that's moving across the plains. Transportation officials in Kansas, meanwhile, urge people to stay off the highways, especially the Kansas Turnpike. President Obama's nominee to be the next Pentagon chief now has the Senate votes he'll need. Five-term Republican Senator Richard Shelby of Alabama says he will vote to confirm Chuck Hagel as Secretary of Defense. Anti-regime activists now put the death toll from a car bomb attack in the Syrian capital today at 59. Police investigating that deadly car-to-car shooting and fiery crash in a major Las Vegas Strip intersection believe a fight at a hotel brought on the attack. The Dow down 78 points. More details at srnnews.com.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
If you love antiques like I do, I strongly suggest a visit to Adobe House Antiques, specializing in early 20th century European and American Western art. They also have a fantastic selection of antique light fixtures. Adobe House Antiques in the Jostler Design Building at 2700 North Campbell. Adobe House Antiques, 325-9439. That's 325-9439.
The Rug Gallery is celebrating its 25th anniversary jubilee celebration with a colossal tent sale, offering up to 75% off at La Encantada Shopping Center at Campbell and Skyline in Tucson. With over 2,000 hand-woven imported rugs from around the globe, the Rug Gallery has rugs just right for your home or the largest palace. With an international reputation, the Rug Gallery has graced the cover of Christie's magazine and is featured in many other high-end publications. Stop by and check out the Rug Gallery with Arizona's largest in-stock inventory of fine, high-quality, hand-woven, imported rugs during the colossal tent sale with up to 75% off at Tucson's La Encantada Shopping Center in the foothills of the Catalinas. Or visit the Rug Gallery online at ruggalleryaz.com/sale or call 571-RUGS.
Why should you fly out of TIA? Easy. Do the math. First, airfares are extremely competitive, so you won't spend more on your tickets. Second, you'll save at least 4 hours of your precious time, not to mention a bunch of money on gas. Third, covered parking right by the terminal is only $9 a day. And fourth, TIA offers daily nonstop service to many of your favorite destinations. So, what does it all add up to? Easy. Fly TIA. It's the way to go.
Vero Amore restaurants are known as the place for authentic wood-fired Neapolitan pizzas, plus delicious pastas, panini, salads, and more. Every flavorful dish is homemade using the finest and freshest local and imported ingredients available. Vero Amore has two locations open daily, Plaza Palomino at Swan and Fort Lowell, and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events.
Think credit unions don't have the locations or ATM networks that the big banks do? Think again. Pyramid Federal Credit Union offers fee-free ATM access at 120 ATMs in Southern Arizona and 60,000 ATMs throughout the country, plus free shared branch access at credit unions nationwide. And the convenience continues online with free bill pay and 24/7 online banking. So no matter where you are, you're just around the corner from Pyramid Federal Credit Union. What are you waiting for? Open your account today. Pyramid Federal Credit Union. Improve your financial life.
For more than 40 years, Pima Community College has helped our neighbors realize their dreams, prepare for meaningful employment, improve their quality of life, and build a better community. We haven't done it alone. Your continuing investment in education has made it possible for us to prepare hundreds of thousands of Southern Arizonans for jobs. Today's PCC students will be tomorrow's firefighters, nurses, police officers, teachers, and small business owners, the backbone of a smart, thriving Tucson and Pima County. Our region has not been immune to the unprecedented economic challenges of the past few years. During this time, PCC has prided itself on offering crucial programs and services at an extremely affordable price. We remain one of Arizona's best education bargains. With your ongoing support, we look forward to embarking on new directions and building new community connections that ensure the people of Pima County will prosper today and in the future. For more information, contact us at 206-4500 or visit us at pima.edu. Pima Community College, developing our community through learning.
Welcome back to the Thursday edition of the Buckmaster Show, the CEO interview series on Buckmaster presented by TRIO, Tucson Regional Economic Opportunities Incorporated, offering programs and services to support the attraction and expansion of companies that offer primary high-wage jobs to our citizens. Since 2005, TRIO has facilitated the relocation and or expansion of 61 companies in the Tucson region, representing more than 17,000 jobs with a $2.4 billion economic impact. For more information, visit TREO, that's TREOAZ.org. Joining us now on the Buckmaster Show live line is Kathy Byrne, Executive Director of El Rio Community Health Care, and Kathy is a member of the TREO Board of Directors. Prior to her service at El Rio, Kathy was responsible for strategic planning and new program development at Carondelet Health Services. She was president and CEO of Mercy Care Plan. That was a joint venture of Carondelet and St. Joseph's Hospital. She also served as the assistant director with the state Medicaid program. Hey, Kathy, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
Tell me a little bit about what the background about El Rio, what population are you serving, and some of the services that you provide.
Sure, I'm happy to do that. El Rio has actually been serving the Tucson community since 1970. We started as a small primary care program on the west side of town. We now have 12 major sites across the community and serve just under 80,000 people on an annual basis. So one out of 12 Tucsonans receive primary health care services at El Rio. We are available to provide health care to everyone, to the whole community, but because of our federal relationship, we also are here to serve patients who have no insurance coverage. So serve lots of children. About a third or more of our patient population are children, some Medicare patients, and lots of adults. We serve folks who are on Medicare, who are on the Medicaid program, or the Access Program, and as I mentioned before, those who are uninsured, as well as folks who have private insurance.
Kathy, El Rio is really a lifeline for those in need, so, as you were saying, people really who can't afford health care. And I didn't realize that it was that large a population. You say 1 in 12, is that correct?
We serve 1 in 12 Tucsonans, but not that total number are uninsured. Only about 28% of our patients are uninsured. We also take care of folks who have private insurance. We also take care of folks who are on the Medicaid program or who have Medicare coverage.
I know the Hospital Association in Arizona is on board and hoping that the expansion of the state's Medicaid program comes through. What are some of your feelings about that?
I'm very supportive of the position the governor has taken to look at that opportunity to expand the Medicaid program. We have a lot of adults who do not have health coverage, and while we can provide primary health care services to them at El Rio, they are in no position to pay for specialty care or hospital care. So it would be very important to all of our communities and to the infrastructure and support of hospitals in the state to expand the Medicaid program. So we are very supportive.
What about what are you doing to prepare for the health care reform and the so-called Affordable Care Act?
Well, we're a couple things. One is that we are a member of Arizona Connected Care, which is one of the accountable care, one of the original accountable care organizations selected by Medicare. So we are working in partnership with other primary care providers here in the Tucson community and with Tucson Medical Center to make sure that we're doing the very best job in managing the care of our patients. And hopefully down the road we will be able to share in some of the savings associated with that. That's one of the important features of the Affordable Care Act, but obviously there are others. Preparing for an influx of more insured patients is one of those. So we are in the process right now of redeveloping our Congress location, our site on Congress Street, and are building a new facility there, a 50,000 square foot building to replace one of the existing buildings on the site. So we hope to be ready by the middle of next year to take on new patients at that location.
How about economic development? It's so important. El Rio employs a lot of people, correct? And I'm sure you're always looking for good people.
We are. It's actually part of why we are involved with TRIO. We have just under 800 employees at El Rio. And what's very important for us is that Tucson be a vibrant and growing community, because we want to attract the very best providers to our community to take care of our patient population, and we want to have a highly educated workforce. So all of that is extremely important to us as a local community health center.
Is it a challenge sometimes attracting very good people to work at El Rio?
It is. I think Arizona doesn't always get, we have wonderful weather and we have great opportunity here, but I think many healthcare providers look at Arizona as not necessarily an ideal place to relocate. So it's very important to us to be able to show that we have a vibrant and great community, that our educational system is excellent, in order to really bring those providers to relocate and bring their families to Tucson.
We're speaking with Kathy Byrne. Kathy is the executive director of El Rio Community Health Care here in Tucson. She's a member of the TRIO Board of Directors. How about the future? Any initiatives that you're working on that you want to tell our listeners about, Kathy?
Well, perhaps a little bit more about our Congress redevelopment. This is a $14 million project, and it is just west of the downtown area. We hope to break ground in May of this year and to build a state-of-the-art primary care facility to provide pediatric care, adult medicine, to provide new midwifery services and facilities at that location, and really to, again, recommit the organization to the downtown area of Tucson. So we're very excited about the project and hope to be able to work with the community to make sure that it's a successful project.
And that's a $14 million project,
that's
going to put a lot of people to work right there.
It is. We think that during the life of the project, the building of the project, it will offer between 75 and 100 jobs in the construction business. And then we will obviously be adding staff at the health center, including 8 or 9 additional providers at that location and associated staff. So yes, we will be adding to the employment economy.
It's also good for the downtown core and redevelopment downtown, isn't it?
It is. It is.
Kathy, thank you very much for speaking with us. Kathy Byrne, Executive Director of El Rio Community Healthcare and a member of the TRIO Board of Directors. Congratulations on everything you're doing down there at El Rio. Thanks, Kathy.
Thank you very much.
Kathy Byrne with us from El Rio. This is our CEO interview series presented by TRIO. For more information about TRIO, Tucson Regional Economic Developments Incorporated, go to their website, TRIO, TREOAZ.org.
Hi, this is Ken Flower of Arizona Party Rental. It's time once again for the Tucson Festival of Books.
I'm Bruce Beach, one of the founders of the Tucson Festival of Books. The festival attracts over 100,000 people, 450 authors, and 250 exhibitors over a 3-day period. We work with over 30 different vendors, and it's a pleasure working with Ken and the Arizona Party Rental team. They are one of the most professional group of people I've ever worked with.
Hey, thanks a lot, Bruce. We'll see you at the Tucson Festival of Books on the U of A campus, March 9th through the 10th.
Want the best care for your companion animal? Then Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson is the place for specialty vets for your special pet. With a state-of-the-art, award-winning facility, only the Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson delivers compassionate, comprehensive veterinary emergency and specialty care 24/7 in a wide range of fields. Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson at North La Cañada Drive at West River or online at vscott.com. That's VSCOT.com.
As a small business owner, I know the importance of a certified public accountant you can trust. That's why I recommend my CPA, Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates, proud sponsors of the Buckmaster Show. Located at 2919 East Broadway and on the web at flowersrieger.com or follow the live link on buckmastershow.com. Finding the perfect Tucson rental home is now easy thanks to Tucson Rental Homes, which offer high-quality 1, 2, and 3-bedroom luxury rental homes with private gated yards in a classic Santa Fe-style architecture. Designed, built, and managed by Tucson Rental Homes, prices start at just $750 a month. Check out our many homes now available at TucsonRentalHomes.com.
Biosphere 1 is the world we live in. Biosphere 2 is an amazing reflection of Biosphere 1, a UA Science Innovation Center transforming, not conforming. Making ideas happen, like the massive new mountain slopes of the LEO project, which is reinventing Biosphere 2 into a remarkable enterprise for 21st century discovery and imagination. The impossible is possible. Biosphere 2 embraces the complexity about the future of the planet, developing and testing sustainability strategies essential for a better life. Become part of this center that is becoming the incredible new UA Biosphere 2. See why Time Life Books named it one of the 50 must-see wonders of the world. The University of Arizona Biosphere 2, an inspiring adventure for visitors with guided behind-the-scene tours. Open daily, north of Tucson, America's Science City.
There are a million people in metropolitan Tucson, and they have a million stories to tell. That's why there is TucsonCitizen.com, the voice of Tucson. Nearly 100 citizen journalists and bloggers, including the Buckmaster Show, report the news and provide perspective, opinion, and information about everything from local politics to the Arizona Wildcats. Visit TucsonCitizen.com today to read what you can't find in traditional media or to contact us to add your voice to the voice of Tucson, TucsonCitizen.com.
Noble Hops is Tucson's original gastro pub, serving an impressive menu of craft beer and fine fare. Choose from more than 175 beers from around the world, plus wine and a full bar. Enjoy delicious soups, salads, burgers, sandwiches, hearty entrees, and more. Craft beer, fine fare, great service, and stunning views. Noble Hops, perfect for lunch, dinner, late night, and any time in between. Open daily at La Cañada and Lambert Lane in Oro Valley.
Since 2006, the RTA has completed more than 500 projects, including 180 miles of bikeways and more than 50 bus pullouts. Current projects include La Cañada from Ina to River and the modern streetcar in downtown Tucson. Please use caution and obey all traffic signs. Your tax dollars have created more than 2,500 road construction jobs and make travel around our region faster and safer. The RTA is delivering our promise to you.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show as we approach 12:50 on this Thursday afternoon. Explore Southwest New Mexico and discover what you have been missing. While you're over there, view the fabulous Mimbres Pottery Collection at Western New Mexico University Museum in Silver City. Grant County offers solitude, excitement, escape from the ordinary. Silver City has a rich Western history, galleries, and museums. It's only 3.5 hours east of Tucson. Lots of great places to stay, including Fayetteville Hot Springs, Georgetown Cabins, and Gila Hot Springs Ranch. For more information, experience our past while you explore our present. Go to southwestnewmexico.org. The 5th annual Tucson Festival of Books will launch March the 9th on the University of Arizona campus. This is a free event. It has become one of the top book festivals in the country. Net proceeds of the festival are used to promote literacy in Southern Arizona. Joining us on the Buckmaster Show live line, Betty Stouffer, Executive Director of Literacy Connects. Literacy Connects is an organization created in 2011 when five literacy organizations merged to create one powerful voice to promote literacy in all its forms. Betty, how are you today?
I'm very good, Bill. Thank you.
Well, tell me about the importance, how this Tucson Festival of Books has become so important to what you do and your mission.
Well, they are virtually our largest funder. In the past, they funded the Coalition, which was one of our merging partners, and Reading Seed, which was one of our merging partners. So two-thirds of the proceeds from the festival comes to us, so that makes them our largest funder. And one of the things they funded over the last 3 or 4 years, as long as the book festival's been around, has been a project we've been doing down in Sunnyside that we've called our Literacy Zone, the Sunnyside Literacy Zone. And we focused it on Mission Manor, and we've been doing family literacy nights down there. And some wonderful things have emerged because of that. We have lots of both adults and kids coming in on Tuesday and Thursday evening. For the adults, they're working on their English skills, their reading skills, their math skills, their computer skills. The kids are working on reading and getting homework help, but doing it as a family, you know, there's that role modeling that they get to see.
Are we improving in the literacy area? I've talked with you over the years. Are we seeing progress, Betty?
Yeah, I think, at least with the people who come through our programs, we're seeing progress. TUSD was kind enough to actually keep track of some of our Reading Seed students for last school year and keep track of their reading scores so we could compare the children who have a Reading Seed coach to those who don't. And what the numbers showed us was with kids with a Reading Seed coach, they're actually learning 36% faster than kids who don't have a reading coach. And these are all kids who have fallen behind. So we truly are helping them catch up.
What was this first annual rally for literacy? Did you have that recently?
No, that was last year, right after, shortly after the merger that we had that. This year we'll be in, and not until April 17th, we'll be doing another citywide coalition meeting, and this will focus on the accomplishments of the literacy zones.
Are you getting the volunteers you need to help out, Betty?
For the most part, yeah. The community is really very generous in the giving of their time. The thing that limits us is our capacity. We don't have enough staff to do all the training and supporting and matching and professional development that's needed to keep those volunteers really giving the best possible tutoring services, whether it's to kids or adults. I mean, in our Reading Seed program right now, we have a ratio of one staff person to every 300 volunteers, which is not great. So we would love more volunteers, and I think if we really pressed for it, we could get more, but first we need to build, we have to be able to raise the money to add a few more staff people to support that.
Would you say your main focus now are young people with literacy, or how about the adult component? Adult literacy or illiteracy is a huge problem, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And we work on all levels, you know, starting with 6 months old all the way up through adults. But we still do strong adult work. We do both English language acquisition for adults who come here from other countries, and last year we had people representing 30 different countries come through our program. And then we do what we call adult basic literacy for folks who speak English well enough, but they struggle with their reading and writing, and now we also do math as well.
How's the merger gone? I mentioned in 2011, five literacy organizations merged to become Literacy Connects. You had the merger of the Literacy for Life Coalition, Literacy Volunteers of Tucson, Reach Out and Read Southern Arizona, Reading Seed, and Stories That Soar. How has this merger worked out?
Well, it's working really nicely. And this year, for the first time, we're working on putting a pilot together where we will really infuse those, the four of those five actually deliver program, and infuse that in a stronger way than we ever have before in one neighborhood, one school. And we hope we can really get the needle to jump because of that infusion. Where the merger has been a challenge is we, all five of us were very small organizations. Four of the five had virtually no support infrastructure or admin. Their executive directors did everything. So we've tried to put this five-group merger together with just the infrastructure that literacy volunteers had, and it's not enough. You know, so we're struggling. We need to add more support staff than we have, but we have to raise the dollars in order to do that.
In 2007, the Tucson Regional Town Hall highlighted literacy as one of the community's top priorities. Are we meeting that priority when you look back now since 2007? Are we meeting it?
The biggest difference I see, Bill, is in 2007, nobody was talking about literacy even.
That's true.
You know, and today it really, I mean, we've raised the awareness tremendously. I know both Reading Seed and Literacy Volunteers, because of that raised awareness, are serving many, many more people than they were before. But the need is huge. And Literacy Connects by ourselves. You know, we're not going to solve this. But the reason we chose the name Literacy Connects is because we want to connect to the school systems and connect to the libraries and connect to the other literacy groups in town so that we can all work together. We're partnering with United Way as they put together their Read on Tucson. So we're really looking at it's what's encouraging to me is almost all groups are now looking at how do we really put it together and work together. And believe me, that's much harder to do than it sounds, but everyone wants to do that, so I'm optimistic.
How does an adult function who cannot read in this society?
It's tough, and it's getting tougher as our society gets more complicated. you know, students who aren't able to read their mail. I mean, we've had students that have gotten into all sorts of trouble, like evictions and legal trouble, because they couldn't read what the letter was that came in the mail, or they're late with their bill because they can't read it, can't get a job because they can't fill out the job application, can't help their kids with their homework. So then it becomes cyclical, and kids don't see mom and dad putting priority on reading and learning, so the kids don't either.
Betty Stouffer, thank you very much, Executive Director of Literacy Connects, and it's literacyconnects.org for more information, and we'll see you out at the Tucson Festival of Books on March the 9th. Thanks, Betty.
Thank you, Bill.
Betty Stouffer with us from Literacy Connects. Bottled water on the Buckmaster Show. We are proud to offer our bottled water by Culligan to all of our in-studio guests. They enjoy it. We enjoy it. And why? Well, folks, Culligan water simply tastes better. Culligan offers the best drinking water and the largest variety of water treatment products and services available to your home or business. John C. Scott comes up at 3 to 5 this afternoon. Wake Up Tucson, 6 to 8 with Chris and Joe. Then, of course, Friday is special here on the Buckmaster Show. We do our Friday focus interview. We bring in one of the newsmakers, and tomorrow it will be the mayor of Tucson, Jonathan Rothschild, who gave his State of the City address this week. So we will talk to him about what was the bottom line from his address this week. And then, of course, we'll have our reporters roundtable. Our guest tomorrow, Dan Shear, the Green Valley News and Sahrita Sun, and Mark Evans from TucsonCitizen.com and Weekend Watch with Matt Russell. I'm Bill Buckmaster. Have a great day.
This is Michael Medved. Stay tuned for more Intelligent Talk on AM 1030 KVOI, Cortero, Tucson, The Voice.